Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph Perik Shishi Bema Ishi Yotze The Havi Tachshit Velo Masu, because it's jewelry and not considered a burden. Ve'ika the Havi Tachshit, and there were some things which were a jewelry because of a Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan made a decree against wearing them. Why Dumu Shofa Umachvel L'Chaver? Because perhaps she'll take it off and show it to her friend. Chashivusu how fancy it is. Ve'dumu Osi L'Asu Yedal Amelson, and perhaps she'll come to carry the jewelry for Amelson Rishus Sarab in the public domain. Lo B'chutei Semer Upishin Ritzu Shibarosha Shukalas Behen Sa'aru that she ties her hair with him. Shibarosha Akula Hoka is going on all of them. The cases that we mentioned, the Gemara first time, the Gemara will explain the reasoning. Because it's going to be some sort of barrier between her and the water. Until she opens them up a little bit, she refuses that it should be loose. And the water will enter between them and the hair. The Gemara will explain it, and they are considered important things. Valuable things. V'chashin and dumul shofol machva l'chaverta, and perhaps she will take it off and show it to her friends. V'zman she'ein defurin im hashvacha shekarin shekufia, with this netting that she puts on top of her head. Avot defurin l'akal amechas la'achvuye, but if they are sewn to this shvacha, this netting that she has in her head, then you'll have to worry about her showing it to her friends. She'ein tell us hashvacha merosha, because she's not going to take the netting off her head, versus a rabbim in the public domain, she took alakol sar, because she's going to reveal all of her hair. Kovel mofarish gemara, Gemara will explain the gemara, versus a rabbim, av lachotzer shari, but to the courtyard, it would be permitted to achol in this karm l'mayel, if they mentioned earlier, is there soon af lachotzer, are also forbidden to go into the courtyard, shemen tarikilim, versus a rabbim, perhaps she'll then go out, she'll be used to wearing them, and just walk out into the public domain. The chad gezer, he is all one long gezer, the goes for him, she'll discash it, behem b'shabbos, klal, that they made the decree against putting on jewelry at all. But kovel hatiru, but the kovel they permitted, can first look, I'm going to explain later, but pirkan in this parak. Shall Ezra es kol tachshita, in order not to forbid all of her jewelry, if it's gone out by them, then she'll be ugly, and be disgusted in her husband's eyes. Eir shal zahov, kamin nushka, umetzayrin bo, kamin eir. It's this type of crown-like jewelry which has on it the picture of a city. Ketola, mefarsh b'gemar, we'll explain the gemar. Choisim tzura lachtem ba igeres okol dover sogar. It's a form which you will use to sign a letter or anything else which is sealed. She'ena nekubo kagoyin ish pilga. Doesn't have an eye of a needle. V'myotzes ein lechayeves chatzis dekulo tachshitin nino. That's all jewelry. V'rabbonin hu degoser b'hu. And it's a rabbinic decree against wearing them. Dumo shofol machvia. Perhaps she will take them off, show it to her friends, and then end up carrying in the public domain. Gemara. Tvila mandachar shmei ma'im tvila eitzel hocha Shabbos. What's this that they're bringing in, having to go to the mikvah when we're dealing with Shabbos halachos? V'shari lehu materis l'osam litzvah b'Shabbos. And she'll take him off in order to be able to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. She'al ha'tfilo lo gozer, because there's no gazer against going to the mikvah. Kamrin Maseches Beis, as we say in Maseches Beis, that other near can make her, looks like this person is just trying to cool off. A near can miss that can ask, but it doesn't look like the person is fixing himself up. Teichi Tilusa, Shasharos Shalchutin Chalulos Vagulos, it's these chains of threads that are hollow and round. Mahu lekloya behen sar, can she use them to make to braid her hair? Well, let's just be Shabbos and go out on Shabbos. She ain't yichol moicht chon ulutoichon al sar b'chazaka, because you can't pull them and push them against the hair very tightly. V'hamayim nichnasim bo, so therefore the water will enter into the area. V'moboili, and we ask, mi avichatzis is considered a barrier separation between the water or not? V'lotayt behen b'Shabbos, and therefore she would not be allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. Mishum gazera tefilas mitzvah. Because there's the decree of her perhaps needing to go to the mikveh and then having to take them off and end up carrying them. Oh, or it's not considered a barrier and she's not going to remove it, and therefore you didn't have to make a decree against it. To go out with it, because it's not considered a barrier, because she cannot tighten it well. to take off their head from their head when they are washing in hot water. Alma ayel b'humayis. You see, water goes in the chopper very well. Even if she's just trying to take a bath, but Kevin Shekin says true. For going to the mikveh, you also don't need to take them off. If you can go out on Shabbos, because if she'll have to go to the mikveh, she's not going to take it off. Not because of it being a problem with burying, but because she doesn't care about it getting wet. These jewelry will become dirty with tit, mud, and other things. Let's say we said that there's no decree against going out such things. According to the version that she doesn't care about it, mash mid ikapti, not lamaroshin. If she did care about taking it off her head, kashem rechus when they would bathe, also less is pemer Shabbos, then it would be forbidden to go out with Shabbos. I've got the in heduki lochaitzi, even though with regard to being tight against the hair, it's not considered a barrier from the water. Mutar is little hemish can go to the mikvah with them. Hilkachani came in the mitzvah, since they got dirty, mikvah captain, she would care about it. Shalolios peroshin, she has to feel that should be on her head when she went to the mikvah. They shamayim, machin is a tit, molachlich. Because the water, you know, makes mud, and then her skin will get dirty as she's coming out of the mikvah. Even the side barrier from it, because the water will get into her hair. Since she's going to take it off because it gets dirty, she's going to come to carry it for us, and it is forbidden to go out into with them. The Lishna Kama, according to the original goes, it did not make a decree, Elba Media, the Chayitz of Tefillah, except for something which would be a barrier, a separation between the water and her hair. Rabbeisim of Farshin, and my Rebbeim explain, Hachkepedes Lini Chatzitzu, but caring about is talking about making Chatzitzu, the time alone, as we pass in Rubu Makbidal of Chatzitz, that if it's the majority of the chatzitza, which is the Yeraisa, is if it covers the majority of the body and the person cares about it. And I have many questions on their pshat. One is the chi itmar hahu is bemidid mahadik. That's about something itmar. So it was said about over something which is tightly against the skin or the hair. Vashmin dafagav the lo ayal b'maya. And then it said even the water is not going to go into it. Kevin the lo cup the license. Since they don't care about it, chashuk begufi is still considered like the body. Your butel kavi sarah is considered as if it's part of the hair. I will meet you the lo mahadik, the ayel by myson, which is not tight and water will get in. My chetzitzi kulam emar. What's the barrier? The chetzitzi to say of their halav chetzitzi. It's not a barrier. V'yasis lemeimar that who chetzis. Anytime this barrier is the husband's little dochbo lishne. It's just not being exact in the language. Umil kol midi the cup of the lion was asur, but still we only care. Anything which they care about not having on the body is forbidden. Hey, Chamin and Hocho, Hanami Oriku. How can we have given the answer over here? But this is something which is woven. Who umotay and therefore is permitted? Came in the pshitalon. Since it's obvious to us the heichad the mint for the mikvah kapid, that anywhere it gets dirty, the woman cares about it. Akrach chayis, and then it's going to come out that automatically that it's considered a barrier. The Ravuna Barit Rabbi Yeshua halacha l'moshe m'sinai losi l'flugi. Ravuna Rabbi Yeshua is not going to argue on something which is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Since it says over there, these things which are a barrier with regard to tefillah on vessels, tani le'olam le'inyan tefillas adam. There is mentioned also with regard to a person going to a mikvah. These are which are considered a barrier for a person. Because it's not tied to the hair. Habonos, katanos, the young girls, or the milson, not getting even though it could be an older girl, but it's normal for the younger girls to dress up. Vukum barashi, habonos, shinin, and lotemus, barashi, habonos, aritsuois, luchuta. Okay, don't say when she says on the head of the girls, it's only talking about the scraps. Elachutinamika is also talking about the strings. Mute, mayash, in and rav, huna, the chutinam, barashi, habonos, shinin. So, what was Rav Huna coming to exclude when he told us that the strings were also on the heads of the girls? They're talking about the strings which are tied around the neck, that they're not considered a barrier. But the mic, which strings are you coming to exclude? They're not considered a barrier around her neck. Wool is called soft. The gambe pishim with regard to linen. The gambe sarin with regard to hair, that wool is what's considered soft. Agabe kosher, which is sar, which is the hair. Agabe rach, which is buster, which is flesh. Boy, you bit me, I have to tell you. Havadi al gabe rach Tvei Mahadik. It's certain, it's obvious it's something which is more soft. They put something soft and soft, it's going to attach better. To attach tightly the strings around her neck, because she ties them with it. There's space over there. If they put this at the whole shouldn't close up. These are scraps which are not golden, and they're wide. A lot of latachia that we're not done for jewelry. Dumi dechut and shemaz dan, and it's comparable to the strings that they put into their ears not to close up the holes. That there's another purpose for their and not jewelry purpose. Chavokim is loshin kulkuli bechebek. So we'll see later on. Tzingala leesser b'sus. It's a tzingala to tie up a horse. Dafnun zayin amid beis. Bekatla askin and beged choshuv. It's an important, valuable garment, a little spitzavar, connected a libo that she would hang from her neck, covering up her heart area. Shelo yipol mash shehi ochelos al bigdeha, in order that that which she's eating shouldn't fall onto her clothing. V'yesh lo mokum shnatsim, it has like these little loops, she ke'en she'oysen lo mechnesayim, like you make for pants, v'toychev, and you stick in the wide strap over there, and you like pull it close around the strap. She had begged rough of heart because the garment is very wide. Because she has a and she ties the strap around her neck. And she actually ties it very, very tightly. So she wants her skin to stick out the tirabalas buster, and then she'll look fat. We talk that was considered beautiful in those days. When we talk sharutzua chalaka. And since the scrap is wide and smooth, in a mazikasa it doesn't harm her when she's tying it very tightly. The Tanakama wasn't talking about here. Shmami, no, we see from this Bisar Moida that when it comes to here, they agree to Lo Mahadik al Gabi Hasar, that doesn't get tied tightly on top of the here. Do Mahaida Atkir Itkir Sar, that which it mentions here, is Kshem Ka'amalu. Just like you agreed to me with regard to the strings on the hair, you should also agree to me with the wool strings. The katifta is kesher, it's a knot, which they make for the refuah against ayin hara, it shouldn't work. The mission is a little bit, and not with an amulet, it's not from an expert, an expert amulet and shapratami, you can go out with it. Apuzaini is a brutal shell, zav is a shell zahav, it's a type of crown, a golden crown. Shvacha is a kufia, is this a netting type thing that you shuffle migla rosha, because if it takes it off, she'll end up revealing her head. Hamakefes is a patachas mosin ozin, it's going around the forehead from ear to ear. Magina lechaya al rosha. She wraps it around her head, and she hangs it down on her cheeks, and from each, on each side. It's a signet that they make to the slave on his garments, the siman, which is a sign that proves that he's a slave. And that's the mission talking about the shifcha lotetzibo, that the female slave cannot go out with. It's like a hat that's underneath this netting. The mikri nami kovel, it's also called a kovel. And she used it as jewelry. It's given the migulis saris, since it's going to reveal it here. She's not going to take it off and show it to her friends. She can't go out with the chashin and dilma shofa omachva. They were worried that she'll take it off and show it to her friends. Mitachas hashvacha, from underneath the netting, the ena megala, and she's not going to reveal her here. But kol shekein kavla the avdan, certainly this kavla of the slave, it would be aser. But kavla ube istama lekami mafarish my istama. When later shortly we'll explain what this astama is. Mukatani kol shehula matim leshvacha, which since it says anything which is underneath the netting, shvarmi to keep it. Time we were talking about this kippa. Kalya peruche mitznefes ketan, it's a small hat la'achar kishiroha, after I think she's tied up, that she klas roisha, that she braids her hair v'ksasa, and she covers it yesh saras ketanos, some still a bit of hair she yotzes chusuk kishira, that goes out from underneath the like tichol the bandana type things that she's tied around her head, and they are called pruchi al shmar frichin, stick out and sort of like fly out coming out from everything that she's used to cover here. But katan tachas kishira, she's tying it together underneath her head covering, through this small hat. Kalia's monasos on Sarah's molotes, it stops those hairs from coming out. Ain ba mishum kalayim shasu kamin love. It's made like a just like a straight thing. Shikur and bolter. It's like a felt thing. Ve'ena tvuyin. It's not sewn and spun. Ve'ena mitamet minagoyim. Behind time ago, from that reason, the guy minagoyim ksev nami beggar. Because by minagoyim, but it's ras. It also says a garment veil with kalayim, and we learn from kalayim that it has to be shua, but tovah has to be something which has been spun into threads.